Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estoller with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 20th of April, the 110th day of 2026, affording us an ample 255 days for making our way to 2027. April showers this past week have been turning much of our previously tawny landscape here in Maine into the greenery northern New England has always been famous for. Lush fields and forests bordering a fabulous variety of brooks, streams, rivers, ponds, and lakes that together create the watersheds that eventually merge at the coast with the Atlantic Ocean. Flowage rates rise on the average of 100 cubic feet per second for every tenth of an inch of rain received, so recent days of a quarter of an inch to half of an inch here and there helped bring the Kenduskeag stream up to a decent paddling height for this past Saturday's 59th running of the biggest canoe and kayak race in New England. That harbinger of spring touches off lots of associated attributes of Mother Nature, such as tick season, which can be many seasons depending upon the weather, since the black-legged deer tick is a mobile critter anywhere above 38 degrees Fahrenheit. Remember two sets of guidelines regarding ticks, as found on tickbites.us, one developed by the Infectious Diseases Society of America and the other by the International Lyme and Associated Disease Society. Speaking as a Lyme disease survivor, I can say that I made it all the way to 73 years old last year before contracting Lyme disease for the first time, and that it has completely changed my approach to Maine when the temperature is above 38 degrees Fahrenheit. Perhaps more than anything lately, that experience has reinforced my approach to the proverbial keep calm and carry on. Indeed, our Earth is an incredible place, positively mystifying, especially when viewed from miles and miles away, such as from the windows of the Artemis II spacecraft cruising past the environs of our moon. Only when we close the distance to a matter of meters and kilometers, yards and miles, do we see what we as humans have been doing for too long to our only home. Such that on Wednesday, we have the 56th anniversary of Earth Day, which once upon a time began, according to the EarthDay.org website, as, quote, a date deliberately chosen by U.S. Senator Gaylord Nelson and young activist Dennis Hayes to fall between spring break and final exams, maximizing student participation in what began as a national environmental teach-in, drawing 20 million Americans into the street and sparking the modern environmental movement, close quote. We might almost call it a clarion call to action. Here's what Ray Armantrout has to say in her poem, Clarion. There are people who don't hear an internal monologue or a private dialogue in their heads. I know people who don't imagine that songs on the radio are by or about them and their private affairs. Humans live in a narrow slice of time compared with dogs, for whom what we think of as recent history is still present on the air. I have dreams in which I'm not even a protagonist. Am I the only one? It's like watching television with a sense of great urgency. The ornamental pear puts out just two small leaves of such a clarion red amidst the green ones that I look up the meaning of clarion and find it refers to a small, high-pitched, medieval trumpet or to the sound it made. This makes me want to weep and to be seen weeping. Do you know what I mean? For every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays for today are those of Muhammad, Zoan Miró, Harold Lloyd, Tito Puente, George Takei, Betty Cuthbert, Priscilla Coolidge, Ryan O'Neill, Edie Sedgwick, Jessica Lange, and Don Mattingly. and of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1912, the oldest baseball stadium in Major League Baseball, Fenway Park, hosted its first professional baseball game. Today in 1914 in Ludlow, Colorado, striking miners and their families were attacked by Colorado's National Guard and private guards employed by the Colorado Fuel and Iron Company, resulting in 21 people killed, mostly miners' wives and children. And today in 2010, the largest oil spill in history occurred after an explosion on the Deepwater Horizon oil rig sank the structure. Heavenward, tonight in the western sky, about 90 minutes after sunset, our waxing crescent moon will appear to keep company with the bright planet Venus, the bright orange star Aldebaran, and the Pleiades star cluster. Tomorrow evening and Wednesday evening, look west before midnight to see our waxing crescent moon appear near the bright planet Jupiter and the twin stars Castor and Pollux of the constellation Gemini. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this fifth week of spring, the 17th week of 2026, and the third full week of April, and wishing everyone a happy Earth Day this Wednesday. Keep the faith.